You are listening to Teen Connectivity with parent coach Vashti Somerville. This is episode 63. Thank you, a deep breath, a reminder. Hello, everyone. I hope this finds everyone doing well and surviving the holiday season. I know that this is such a busy time of year for so many reasons, and the holidays can be a stressful and anxiety-producing time for many of us. So instead of taking up too much of your time with a normal episode filled with tools and advice, I want to take a brief moment to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to the show. Thank you. I appreciate each of you so much. I appreciate the ways you are showing up for yourself, for your kids, for your family, and for your community. You are doing really important work in the world. I hope that you get to take several moments to just exhale in the coming weeks, to just be and reflect. You are amazing. So let's just take a couple of breaths together right now. I promise you, you'll feel better. Here's a simple technique I learned in a book called Stress Less, Accomplish More by Emily Fletcher. So let's see, your exhale is going to be twice as long as your inhale. So we'll start by breathing in for two and exhaling for four, and then we'll move to inhaling for three and exhaling for six. So here we go. Breathe in for two, one, two, and out for four. One, two, three, four. In for two. One, two, and out for four. One, two, three, four. Now in for three. One, two, three, and out for six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Again, in for three. One, two, three, and out for six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Ah, don't you already feel a little bit calmer? Deep breathing is always there for us when we need it. So don't forget that during this stressful time of year. And in the midst of the hustle and bustle and anxiety of this time of year, remember that you are enough just the way you are. The holidays will be enough no matter what you do or don't do. And oftentimes, less is more. Simply be love. I'm going to end with a passage by an author I really enjoy, Rachel Macy Stafford. And this is from her book, Only Love Today. Let me be love, not the shiny, perfectly worded, flashy and flowery love that comes and goes with special occasions or when it's convenient. Let me be the messy, genuine, put in the effort, feel it in your bones, come as you are kind of love. Let me be the show up kind of love that is found where it is least expected and when it is most needed. Let me be the mountain-moving type of love that offers hope and makes growth possible. Let me be the kind of love that silences hate talk, breaks down barriers, and cannot be contained by chains or cages. Let me be the unconditional, listless love that rises with the sun and stretches beyond annoying quirks, bad habits, and human failings. Let me be the holy, accepting love that makes for a soft place to lay one's head at night for both the giver and the receiver. Let me be love. Thank you again for the gift of your time stopping by to listen to the show. Wishing you all much love, lots of time for deep breaths and connection and joy and laughter in the coming weeks. And I'll see you next week. You have been listening to Teen Connectivity with Vashti Somerville, parent coach and owner of Family Healing Pathways. For more information on programs and services we offer, please visit www.familyhealingpathways.com.